let's see. What would you call, poor white people, like, who haven't had much chance for education and who are really good for nothing and too lazy to work and so on like that?
What would you call them?
Yeah, white people like that.
I don't know, offhand.
Okay.
I mean, if they was from the... I don't know.
Okay. What would you call somebody with either black or white who, lives out in the country and when he comes into town he's real conspicuous and kids snicker and make fun of him and stuff and they call him an old...
Old hick,
what
do you call him? Hick?
Yeah.
And, country. I can't think of none of them.
When you say a redneck, does that mean just any white, or is that a white from the country, or?
Anyway.
Any white, okay. What was the other one besides?
Peckerwood?
Yeah, there was another one.
Hillbilly?
Yeah, hillbilly. Now, is that just any white, or is that somebody from the country?
I think hillbilly is mostly from the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Country, you know.
Yeah. Okay, say you're at a party, and you look down at your watch, and you see that it's about, after 11:30, and you say, boy, we better be getting home. It's
Getting near midnight, getting close to midnight.
Okay. You might say, boy, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but something fell 3 or 4 times.
Slipped and fell?
No, you didn't quite fall, but you...
almost fell.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's waiting for you to go with him someplace, and he might holler at you, hey, hurry up.
Hurry up and come on?
Yeah, and you'd say, well, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
Okay. Say you're going somewhere and you're on the right road, but you aren't sure the distance. You might ask somebody, you might say, hey, how
far?
Okay.
How far is the next town, or how far is the next service station?
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, how
often do you go to town?
What?
How often?
Okay.
How often do you go to town?
Which one do you say?
How often do you go to town?
Which one do you say more often or often?
Often? Often. I use the word often, I believe, more than I do often.
Uh-huh. You use them both, you think?
Yeah, I use them both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one do you think is more proper?
Often.
Okay. Let's see. Say somebody, a friend of yours says, boy, I'm not going to do that, and you agree, and so you say...
You're not going to do that.
Yeah, want to say that...
You don't have to do it?
Okay, or you could say...
Oh, that's
me.
Okay. Huh?
He's going to say, I'm not going to do that. You say, me?
Me neither.
Okay.
Me either.
Okay. If I give you a choice of two things, it doesn't matter which one you take. You'd say, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll take...
Either one.
Okay. Uh-huh. And, let's see. The part of your face above your eyebrows you'd call your...
Forehead.
Okay.
A forehead.
Okay. Which one would you say?
Forward.
Okay. Let's see. If you didn't shave for a long time, you'd probably be growing a...
Beard.
Okay. And where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil if he wasn't using it? So it'd be handy.
Behind his ear.
Okay. Which ear?
More like his right one.
His right what?
Right ear.
Okay. Okay, what if he was left-handed?
Oh, you put it behind this ear, left ear.
Okay. If somebody was mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your...
Out of your mouth.
Okay.